I'm joined by case manager Ian McDonald after this afternoon's 2-2 draw with Clay Wanderers. Ian, that's the fifth time we've played them this season, and the eighth sending off by my count. Are you glad to see the back of Clay?
Yeah, I just had a joke with Joe Francis as we walked off. I said, is that it? Do we not have to play again this season? And he reminded me, we might get them in the playoffs. That would be probably just put the icing on the cake for the season, to be honest. I'd definitely settle for playing Clay in the playoffs, that's for sure. Disappointing. I think there was contact. I think the boy made a meal of it. But at the end of the day, if Martin raises his hands or his elbow or whatever, then unfortunately it's a red card. But there was an incident right at the start of the game where one of their boys did virtually exactly the same to one of my guys. Just got a dressing down and told not to do it again. So it's just looking for a little bit of consistency from the referee, to be honest.
If the Martin Lee sending off was harsh, were we slightly lucky with Alan Hughes when he gave away the penalty?
Maybe so. Their guy gave away the penalty, never got sent off, so perhaps the two yellow cards were the right decisions at that time. Certainly the sending off, our sending off, seemed to galvanise it into a good, spirited last 20-25 minutes, and I was really pleased with the guys. Half time, head scratching time again for everybody inside the ground. It seems if we're going to get in the playoffs, we're going to do it the hard way. We're going to have good away form and mediocre home form. I went on record this week because we've got to improve our home record, and we haven't really improved it today. But at the end of the day, if we can keep winning games away from home and picking up points at home, if that's the way we're going to do it, then so be it.
Winning one down at half time, got a quick goal at the beginning of the second half. How disappointed were you to go 2-1 down so quickly after getting back into the game?
Well, it was a bit like the Ashford game, when we went 2-1 back in the game at home to Ashford, and then conceded virtually straight away again. And I think, to be honest, Mars got caught, I think, celebrating his goal. It was a fantastic strike, 1-1, and then he didn't really track the number 5, who played a great ball in behind us for the 12, who got brought down. So I still think we were celebrating as a team, and I think Mazzy's head was still there, definitely celebrating that goal. And he's a young lad, Maz, and that's something he and we as a team have to learn.
You touched on it a second ago. Bash was desperately unlucky at the end, but it is another 2 points dropped at home. Our away form, we're right up there at the top of the league, but at home we're not doing so well. Can you put your finger on why that is?
I can't, to be honest. I definitely can't. I think perhaps the stadium, the big dressing rooms, teams enjoy coming playing here, and perhaps we do let teams play here, and we shouldn't. All the pre-match build-up is talking about being a mean team at home, making it hard for teams, and we go out there and do completely the opposite. And we seem to be just a second half team at home. I think if we just played the second half at home, I think we would have a good home record, to be honest. But it's something we've got to keep working at. And as I said, if we've got to do it the hard way, win away from home and pick up points at home, then so be it.
Charles Side made his debut, coming on as a second half substitute. What was your verdict on his performance?
Yeah, he did okay. He's going to lack a little bit of match fitness at the moment, but I just needed to bring another striker in and put pressure on the other three guys. And I'm sure long term he'll prove to be an excellent signing for us. And he's done his 25 minutes today. And I was pleased what he did. He held the ball up well, and he worked hard for the team in difficult circumstances when he's gone on 2-1 down against 10 men. And I was pleased with him today.
You must be pleased with the reaction following the sending off, because it looked as though it was the other way around. It looked like maybe Cray with the team with 10 men.
Sometimes it works like that, fortunately we got that second goal at the right time. And as you've said, Rosie, Basher hitting the post, could have won it for us. And I think at the end of the day, 2-2 was a fair result.
Yeah, that's great, thanks.
All right.